This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Boris Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, were leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Friday, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-tracked contest. After Truss quit Thursday, ending 6 weeks in power, those who want to replace her were trying to find the 100 votes from conservative lawmakers needed to run in a contest which the party hopes will reset its ailing fortunes, with the conservatives all but facing a wipeout in the next national election, according to opinion polls. The race is on to become the fifth British premier in 6 years. The winner will be announced either Monday or Friday next week. In what would be an extraordinary comeback, Johnson, who was ousted by lawmakers just over 3 months ago, was running high up in the ranks along Sunak to be crowned the next prime minister. The European Union is weighing Ukrainian support as a new refugee exodus looms ahead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Leaders are taking stock of their support for Ukraine after President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia's trying to spark a refugee exodus by destroying his country's energy infrastructure. Russia's increasingly targeting Ukraine's power stations, waterworks, and other key infrastructure with missile and drone strikes. The attacks come as the EU struggles with the fallout of having to urgently wean itself off Russian gas and oil as the war's fueled price hikes. In a draft of an EU summit statement expected to be issued on Friday, the leaders say the 27-nation bloc will step up its humanitarian response, in particular for winter preparedness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Japan's inflation rate hit an 8-year high last month, challenging its central bank. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Japan's core consumer inflation rate hit an 8-year high of 3% in September. It was the fastest pace of gains since September 2014. The figure puts even more pressure on the central bank's resolve to keep its ultra-easy policy stance. It also highlights a big dilemma for the Bank of Japan. The BOJ has tried to underpin a weak economy by keeping ultra-low interest rates, but that in turn has fueled a slide in the yen. Analysts said the data could force the BOJ to revise up its consumer inflation forecasts due at next week's policy meeting. Friday's update comes after the yen fell to a 32-year low. The currency's fall below the key 150 to the dollar barrier has markets speculating the BOJ could tweak its approach over the coming months. The yen slide is particularly painful to Japan due to its heavy reliance on imports for fuel and most raw material. It's forced companies to hike prices for a wide range of goods like fried chicken and bread. Japan's inflation is still modest compared with price rises seen in other major economies, but the BOJ's pledge to keep interest rates super low is now a rarity in a global wave of monetary policy tightening.
A Ugandan court has handed a life sentence to a man caught with nearly 10 kilograms of elephant ivory, the country's highest punishment ever for wildlife violations, authorities said on Friday. The man was sentenced by the country's Standards, Utilities, and Wildlife Court on Thursday after being convicted for unlawful possession of protected species, the state-run Ugandan Wildlife Authority said in a statement. Poaching and illicit wildlife trade is rampant in Uganda, where police frequently seize hauls of ivory, rhino horns, and other wildlife products. He had previously served 18 months in jail for 4 pieces of ivory, so he was given a life sentence because he was a quote-unquote habitual offender, the statement quoted the court's chief magistrate. Recapping our top story, Boris Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, were leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Friday, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-track contest. After Truss quit on Thursday, ending 6 weeks in power, those who want to replace her are trying to find the 100 votes from Conservative lawmakers needed to run in a contest which the party hopes will reset its ailing fortunes. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.